In the impending Affordable Care Act showdown, it's the big numbers we hear most often.
We are saying to our Republican colleagues, we will not allow you to throw up to 30 million Americans off of health insurance.
30 million Americans, says Bernie Sanders at a Michigan rally to try and preserve the health care law. He's a relatively lonely voice in a Republican Congress bent on repeal. And this country is about to find out how complicated the ACA actually is and what sorts of things could go away. Lawmakers are apparently getting a hint of this complexity. President-elect Trump says a replacement insurance for everybody plan will be implemented right away, but there are no experienced voices on Capitol Hill who believe that can happen. Mary Agnes Carey is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News and tells us what to watch for as the Obamacare Disappearing Act begins. Mary, what could happen? What could vanish before our eyes here that maybe we aren't expecting?
Well, there are several provisions of the Affordable Care Act that people might not link to the Affordable Care Act. Things like direct access to an OBGYN for women, a shelter from some surprise medical costs for emergency room visits, even some of these calorie counts that you're seeing now on menus. People don't necessarily link these to the Affordable Care Act, but there are a variety of provisions in the Affordable Care Act that people may not know that they could lose.
Well, let's talk about the emergency room visits. How does the Affordable Care Act control emergency room visit costs?
Let's say you have to go to an ER in a hospital that's not in your network. What the Affordable Care Act does is says that that hospital can't charge you other co-payments or co-insurance because you're not in the network. So that has to be the same, equal payments. But the thing that people do have to remember is if you're out of network, your health insurance plan may not pay that hospital as generously as if it were in your network. So that hospital could still balance bill for the out-of-pocket costs not covered by your health insurer.
What does direct access to OBGYN care mean?
It means you don't have to call your primary care doctor and say, would you please write me a referral so I can go see my OBGYN? That direct access for women means they can go directly to the OBGYN. And this is important because a lot of women may not have that primary care physician, or they may prefer to go to their OBGYN for all sorts of primary care services.
And this relates to breast pumping, to nursing?
Well, for breastfeeding now, what has to happen is employers have to provide women break time to express milk for up to a year after giving birth and provide a place, not necessarily absolutely not the bathroom stall. That's where a lot of women have been stuck over the years with their breast pumps. Employers now have to provide a different, you know, a room that allows you to have the privacy to express your milk. And also, as we're talking about breast pumps, many breast pumps are now covered under your insurance with the Affordable Care Act.
And the ACA stipulates all of that, from the employer accommodations all the way to the access to breast pumps.
Right. They really are trying to change a lot of aspects about healthcare. For example, we know about the subsidies that help people provide coverage. We've heard about the exchanges where you can pick the menu of plans, but the law is sweeping and comprehensive. And these are some of the things that come into play when you're talking about a repeal. This is all really up in the air right now.
Up in the air, meaning that for instance, a restaurant, it's up to them to decide whether they remove the calorie counts from their menu. And it's up to an employer to decide whether they roll back the accommodations that they've already made. They're not compelled to do so, but if the ACA goes away, they're under no obligation to maintain any of that.
That's right. The calorie count provision you mentioned refers to chain restaurants, fast food chains with at least 20 stores. Some had done this voluntarily before the Affordable Care Act, but now that is implemented to be part of what restaurants do. So that's exactly right.
What about chronic care therapies, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and the like?
Well, here's what's interesting, and here's the twist in the ACA that a lot of people don't know. As you mentioned, for example, if you had an injury where you lost use of your shoulder, maybe you went skiing, you broke your shoulder, insurers have before and have continued to cover things like physical therapy to help you regain the movement of that shoulder. What's new in the ACA to help people with degenerative diseases is providing services to help them get functions they never had. For example, maybe speech therapy for a child who never learned how to talk. These are habilitative care services. They're part of the essential health benefits that are sold in plans that are sold to individuals and in small group plans. And this is a brand new part of the Affordable Care Act and the essential health benefits that wasn't necessarily there with a lot of insurance plans before.
Lawmakers could, in fact, you know, develop some sort of replacement plan that includes some of these and omits others.
Well, see, that's a great question to ask, because what happens now is going forward, there's a process called reconciliation where they repeal the revenue provisions, but separately, as Republicans move forward to try to replace the Affordable Care Act, in the Senate, they're going to need Democratic support because they don't have enough votes to stop a filibuster. That takes 60 votes in the Senate. So Republicans will be reaching out to Democrats to say, we want to make these changes. Are you on board? Can we make tweaks we can all agree with? Not quite sure what the Republicans will do or where the Democrats will come out, but that's the next phase of this debate.
If ACA goes away tomorrow, it actually represents a fairly sizable tax cut for the very rich.
Right, it does. There are a couple provisions in the law that raise taxes on individuals who make more than $200,000 a year and couples who make more than $250,000. That has been put in to help finance the law.
Any way to assess what the dollar amount of these tax savings is likely to be for these high-income earners?
In total, the estimated annual tax cut is $7 million if these two taxes were repealed. And that's almost $3 billion yearly loss in tax revenues to the Treasury.
Mary Agnes Carey is partnerships editor and senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. She spoke to us from Washington, D.C. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.